Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Malcolm's Marvellous Moments from the week just gone. It's now Saturday, the 10th of August, 2019, and this is effectively the podcast version of my newsletter. If you get my newsletter, you'll also get access to this podcast and, well, some extra bits, because I'll throw in some extras in the podcast, which is a bit different from the newsletter. So here we are, and today's theme is Access All Areas. So August began last week, as I'm sure you noticed, but in a sense for me, it began this Monday the 5th of August, because on the first Monday of each month, I take a bit more time to pray. I call it a Sabbath day. I go out and pray some extra and read extra and sit down and plan. It helps me to reflect on what God's been teaching me over the previous month, in this case, July. And also, it helps me to fix my spiritual eyes on the right priorities for the month ahead. There's always more to do in any month than anyone has time for. So I need to get my priorities clear, and just going out to spend extra time to pray makes a big difference to that. Now this week, I went to a new place I'd not been to pray before. I'd been in the area, but not this particular place. I went to a village called Ellsborough in Buckinghamshire. I parked by the side of the road there in a little lay-by, and I went up a hill, went for a walk along some marked footpaths. I like using the Ordnance Survey map to take me along footpaths I haven't been before. I went up a big hill, tremendous view over the Vale of Aylesbury, maybe puff as I walked up, put a little bit of strain on my Achilles in my right ankle, but it was all worth it. I got up to the top and I spent a good deal of time praying and praising and reflecting. And I walked on from there on some other footpaths and I came across a sign. Now I'm going to talk more about that in my Quiet Time coaching episode for the next Thursday, so you'll see and hear more about that then. But the sign was interesting, and the sign basically said, don't go beyond this point. If so, you're trespassing, and it's the serious crime act of 2005 or something. So don't go beyond that point. And I found that I'd unwittingly stumbled across Chequers. If you don't know it, that's the countryside residence of the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. So there's a lot of security forces were doubtless concealed, but everywhere, watching my every move. And I wasn't going to go beyond that particular sign. But it reminded me of the ways in which so many things in life are restricted. Access is restricted. And I've come across a few more of those recently. I mean, the recent hospitalizations of my mother and my mother-in-law and my son took me several times into restricted areas in hospitals, in A&E and on wards and various places. So I found myself stretching the boundaries a bit. So I stretched the boundaries of visiting times and managed to persuade the staff to let me stay during the mealtime for my mother and things like that. And I wanted to do that because I wanted to give comfort to my sick relatives who I love. I found myself being a bit more assertive to push normal access, and I've been a bit pushy with some of the medical staff here and there just to get the information I feel we need, or at one point to get up and go find a nurse to help my mother-in-law and try and persuade her to leave what she was doing to come and help my mother-in-law. And it's uncomfortable to bump up against those limits, at least it is for me. My tolerance of assertiveness is low, self-assertiveness is low, and sometimes those limits are there for good reasons, and that's fine. But again and again, I'm reminded through all of these experiences of how fortunate I am that there are no limits on my access to my Heavenly Father. Ephesians 2 verse 18, through Him, through Christ, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Unfettered, unlimited access. What an amazing privilege. And as again, I'll talk more about that in the Quiet Time Coaching episode for next week. But as much as I strive to grow in my assertiveness with humans, it seems to me that I could also grow in my spiritual assertiveness, or if that's the right way to look at it, or perhaps the words confidence, spiritual confidence, in enjoying the status that God has declared that I enjoy in His eyes. He enjoys giving me that status. Do I enjoy living in it? I've got a status equal in value to that of His Son, my Saviour, Jesus. Well, I hope that my posts this week, my writing, the podcasts, the videos, I hope they'll help you to grow in your confidence of and enjoyment of your unfettered, unlimited and unconditional access to our Great Father. A couple more things. Prayer requests. Once again, my mother's continued recovery from hip surgery. I would very much appreciate your prayers for that. Thank you for praying for my mother-in-law. She's finally back home from hospital, which is great. Thanks for praying for my son. He's also out of hospital and staying with us, and that's been good. Please continue to keep the wedding preparations in your prayers. That's coming up Saturday, the 17th of August. This time next week, we'll be celebrating the union of our daughter Lydia with her fiancé Bintesh. And please pray for me as I make my speech. I have an outline, but I am feeling the pressure to make it, what, cute and funny, I suppose, is what it's meant to be, something like that. So pray for me as I work on that. Teaching day, as I've said before, the Watford Church have asked me to put on a teaching day in the autumn, so I'm planning something for the middle of November. Looks like the Book of Colossians could be the focus, but if you've got any other suggestions, I'd value them. And if you've got a favourite commentary on Colossians or a writer on Colossians or any books about Colossians, could you let me know if you think they could be particularly helpful? Love to know that. What have I posted on this week? Let you know. Okay, a sermon for the Watford Church, Praying in the Spirit Part 1. Parts of the material I taught in Thames Valley I've taken to form a couple of sermons for Watford. We studied Romans 8:15, the first two words, we cry, this last Sunday, and the coming Sunday we're looking at Abba, Father. That's up online. My Quiet Time Coaching episode this week has been on the value of constant use, about the disciplines, the spiritual disciplines, and something that I heard recently from my friend Tony Heath. And Tony Heath is actually the focus, in a way, of my teaching tip this week, how to use self-deprecating humour. I think Tony might be the master of that. And I've got a clip in the audio and in the video of that teaching tip of Tony. So have a look at that, if you like. That's episode 168. Quiet Time Coaching is episode 100. My goodness, I'm into three figures there. Then also the Sunday sample, episode 95, a cappella for a change, talking about the unplanned, well, kind of semi-planned use of voices only from last Sunday. In terms of Watford news, we're meeting as a house church in Asagi and Oge's house this week on the 11th of August, and I'll be speaking on Abba, Father. In Thames Valley, I'm shifting my emphasis in my work there to an even greater emphasis on training than I'm already doing. And training the next generation of speakers, teachers, and leaders of worship. And I would like to know if you've got resources on mentoring, training, coaching, those kinds of things that you have found to be particularly helpful, not just theoretically helpful and interesting, but that you've found you've been able to implement in such a way that you have become a better mentor, trainer, coach, whether it's specifically spiritually inspired or not. I would love to know any of those resources. That would be very helpful for me as I grow more and more into that role. What else has been going on this last week? We had a great trip down to Bristol to take some of Lydia's belongings down there, where she'll be living when she gets married. That was lovely, and to meet the in-laws and hang out with them and eat some really good homemade Indian food. Spicy and delicious. So that was the highlight of Tuesday. Mother-in-law going home on Monday was a highlight. Going from the hospital, that was lovely to have her go home. I spent a very interesting evening Thursday night, with Peter Jenkins, the chair of a local organisation charity called Friends of Cassidy Park that Penny and I are both involved in. I'm helping with their website presence. That was really good. It's really good to see the way that people care about the local environment and to get involved with that. I must recommend that it's really important that we get involved with local things that are going on around us. And I'm enjoying being part of Friends of Cassiary Park. And Saturday, this being the day I'm sending this out, we're going to be having our Apollos meeting. That's a teachers group that I have a Skype meeting with once a month, and I love that. It's one of the highlights of my month. And we're going to be talking today, on Saturday in particular, about a paper that Andy Azzillo has written, really great paper, called How to Read the Bible and to Know the Truth. And we're going to be refining that, helping him with that, so hopefully it can be then sent out, published, used, because I'm sure the material in it will be very helpful to lots of people about how to read the Bible and to know the truth. So that's coming out Saturday. Well, that's a lot of what's going on. I'm very grateful that you listen. I'm very grateful that you interact, that you leave comments, that you read the blog posts, that you listen to the podcast, that you watch the videos, and that you're together with me on this journey of spiritual growth, as we hope and pray that we can see better and better teaching and preaching, more and more effective, that we can see more and more corporate worship that pleases God, that connects us with the awe and majesty of God, and also where we can have our personal times of quiet with God that are meaningful and satisfying, and draw us into the heart of God and help us enjoy all of what He has for us. So if you've got any comments, do leave them wherever you hear this podcast. I'd love to know your thoughts. Give me your feedback. And if you've got any topics you'd like me to cover, then let me know. Until the next time, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Take care and God bless.